أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. صدق الله العظيم. With regards to Surah Taha, it was a Makki Surah, and once again in the earlier part of the Makki life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some commentators have reported that another name of the surah was Surah Kaleem, from Kaleemullah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks about the detail of the conversation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with Kaleemullah Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, hence the name Surah Kaleem. There is one narration with regards to the virtue of the surah, that 2000 years before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the skies and the earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala recited this surah, Surah Taha, together with Surah Yasin to the Malaika. When the Malaika heard, obviously, the tilawat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is something else, and then these words of Surah Yasin and Surah Taha, they said, blessed is that people, that ummah upon whom this will be revealed. Number two, blessed is that heart that contains the surah, in other words, by hearted the surah. And number three, blessed are those tongues that recite the surah, in other words, the tilawat of the surah. We also know, and very famously, the incident of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embracing Islam, that on the one hand, his enmity for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he leaves with a solemn pledge that he is going to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was met on the roadside and he was told about his sister, and when he goes there, the incident is known, it is famous, and eventually when he takes that sheet on which the Quran Sharif was written, that his sister and his brother-in-law was learning, then when he recited those verses, it was these verses of Surah Taha, and when he came to the ayah, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately his heart melts and he accepts Iman and he accepts Islam. Coming back to the ayah, Taha, we know that this refers to the huruf al-muqatta'at. In other words, the huruf, the letters of the alphabet, which are recited independently, they are not joined. So Ta is recited independently, Ha is recited independently, and the commentators are more or less unanimous on the fact that this is the knowledge that belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and nobody else has any knowledge with regards to this. It is known as the mutashabihat. Mutashabihat, in other words, not known. The meaning of Taha is not known. What is the implication of Taha is not known. But a selected few ulama have stated that these two, Taha and Yasin, those were also the names of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did not reveal this Qur'an upon you so that it becomes difficult, it becomes a toil upon you. What happened was, when wahi started coming to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend almost the entire night in the tilawat of Qur'an Sharif, standing in salat. And then in the narration it comes, sometimes when he would get tired, then he would stand more balancing on his right leg, and then the left leg, and then the right leg, and then the left leg. And in this way, the Mubarak feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would swell, Sahaba, many of them would do the same thing. So the Quraysh began to say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this Quran Sharif has become a burden to you more than anything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes this, and Allah ta'ala says, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى, that this Quran was not revealed to you to create difficulty, إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى, but it is a tadhkira, it is advice for who? For that person who has the khashiyat, that person who has the fear of Allah ta'ala, and his heart is filled with the fear of Allah. Tanzeelam mimman khalaqal arda was samawati al-ula, and it is a revelation, it has been sent down by that being Allah ta'ala who created the skies and the heavens that are so high. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.